This podcast contains adult themes, language, and situations. Listener discretion is strongly advised. And hello to all the pups and pup lovers listening in. I am Barely Normal.
And I am Canes.
And I am Nooks.
And you are listening to Off Leash, a definitely not safe for work podcast about human puppy play and consensual sexual kinks. Today's subject is training, kenneling, and discipline. I almost said kettling, which would be a totally different thing to do with your puppy.
Are you calling me black?
No, but I am the pot, so, you know.
Oh, God.
So
starting off with dad jokes already.
But, you know, we got to start off with the jokes already because, you know.
I mean, one part of me certainly fits that stereotype.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. He's talking about the size of his dick, if you didn't know.
Oh, is that what he's talking about?
Yes.
Oh, you mean my third leg? I'm so sorry.
Your third leg. So is it the same size, hard and soft, or does it get bigger?
It definitely gets bigger.
Okay,
I'm like 4.5 soft.
Uh-huh. Okay, cool. Well, that's one way to get into training and disciplining. So let's discipline that dick, shall we? So training a new pup. How does one go about training a new pup?
So there's a lot of different ways. Like some of the key things that I at least want to bring up is like you can train with chastity, kennel sleeping, training with commands, sexual training, teaching them how to be a puppy. It really depends on the level of where you're starting at, because like you're taking a relationship and basically going into, okay, where do we want to see this go? And then how do we take the steps to train you in that way? For instance, one of those things is chastity. Mm-hmm. Chastity is something that is really fun, but also can be really hard to get started in. And also the sizing of the chastity devices have mm-hmm. to get really fitted to you. There's mm-hmm. kind of like more of a trial and error when it comes to the sizing of the chastity devices, because you have the base ring. Mm-hmm. And once you find the base ring size that you're comfortable with, it's actually really easy to go to different devices and whatnot from
the cage
there.
Part.
The actual cage part can vary because you get trained and basically you start turning into a point where you can control if you're hard or not.
Okay.
And your body kind of gets familiar with being soft, but also still aroused. Hmm. And okay. It gets to the point where you can literally be like fucked or have a toy in you without actually getting hard and straining your cage. But it does take time. Like, this is not like,
you're just not gonna put the cage on and then be soft forever is what you're saying.
No. So, I call it like a ramp up time. So, mm-hmm. I've helped numerous pups do this, cause they kind of like, they're like, oh, I really have an idea of that. I want to be into chastity, but I don't know how to go about it. And they'll be like, oh, I tried like for a month at my first go. And I'm like, no, that's no, you
no.
shouldn't do that. what I tell people is try it during the day,
mm-hmm.
at least once. Okay. Try it during the day when you're awake. And then see how it feels. If you think you can go a night, then sleep in it. But okay. After that, take it off. let you decompress, maybe jerk off once or twice, and you know, then lock yourself back up. Okay. And you can then go for like 2 or 3 days, and then, you know, again, having that little break of, you know, a day or two, and then going further and further. So you continually build up that time. So you're training yourself. When I have this on, I'm no longer able to get hard, and I'm no longer able to please myself. You can get hard. Yes. You can also use magic wands and other stuff to get off. So there are ways to get off and other things. Basically, you try to come up with clever ways of getting off is basically what happens when you're in chastity.
So, okay, so you're in chastity for a while. If you take it off, are you like sexually heightened at that point, or is it then harder to get hard?
No,
the double entendre, but
so when you okay, so like if you ever taken a trip with your family and you're not able to like jerk off or have alone time with yourself for like a weekend, when you get done with that and you're back home in the privacy and you can actually do that, you know how easy it is to like get hard and like actually like want to do something. That's kind of the same play is
okay.
It gets really sensitive and you just want so much to get off. And this is when usually like there's lots of recordings of people getting uncaged and just literally sitting there hard. And then they literally come from just being hard without touching themselves. Because it's literally the fact that they've been caged for so long or haven't touched themselves in so long that they can literally get to the point of coming without actually just the fact that they're hard.
All right. Okay. So I'm assuming then that one or both of you have been in chastity at some point.
Yes, I have. Well, actually, I know Loki has too.
Loki, you have to use your voice. Nodding your head doesn't help for people on an audio podcast, by the way.
Correct. I'm going to boop his nose.
He's booping his nose. He's doing self-boops. Is that nose masturbation? Self-booping? I don't know. I'm just throwing things out there. So, okay. So you've got chastity. Now, you said it's hard to find the right size cage. Do you want to start bigger and go smaller, or smaller and go bigger? And it's not like you can go to the sex shop and try a bunch on.
Oh, yeah, you can. Actually.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
So,
wait a minute. Which sex shop can you go to try these on?
I want Mr. S.
You can literally go to Mr. S.
Yeah.
And they have all of the different sizes that they carry, and you can actually go into a private changing area and put them on, or you can just drop your pants right there and put it on in front of everyone. They don't really care.
I tested mine.
All right. So when Loki and I went, he did that. So basically he got sized.
No, don't show everyone. No.
For this one.
Okay.
So basically.
That's pretty big.
Bitch.
Yes. And yeah, that's. Yeah, so with Loki, he does have a PA, okay?
Right.
So with the PA, you actually have to get a cage that has a front open on
it. Okay. It's got a little slot down for the PA.
Yes. So for him, he has to actually take off his PA.
Well, I have to take a ball off and then shove it through.
So basically he has to then lock the actual the actual chastity around the PA.
Okay.
So it
other way around.
Yeah, the PA has to go through the chastity device in order for him to actually put it on.
Okay.
And so it's very fun. But again, start slow, and get sized,
right.
is probably the biggest thing. Because the bass ring itself, you don't want it too tight and you don't want it too loose.
Too loose, and you're going to pinch the balls or they're going to push through. Too tight and you're going to cut off blood circulation, have some serious medical issues.
So too tight, too loose. What's the...
Two fingers in between the ring. If you can fingers? Get two fingers yeah. underneath okay. it, then it's fine.
Okay.
If you kinda can like fit more, then it's too big.
It's too big. So that kind of, I mean, kind of like a dog collar for a canine. You don't want it too tight. Yeah, you don't want it too loose.
Basically the same thing. Same thing okay. with like collars that you're wearing like overnight or whatever. Yes. Like you do want a little bit of wiggle room. So when you're moving it, you know, doesn't choke and, you to death.
And specified overnight. Because yes. I know a lot of pups and stuff like collars tighter when they're engaged in activity. But
yes.
when you're sleeping, you need the wriggle room.
Yes, exactly.
Okay. Let's make that clear to all our listeners. And also, yes. and also for listeners that don't know what a PA is, it's not a personal assistant.
It's though I a wish Prince it was.
Albert. Well, I guess if, you know, artificial intelligence, Intel might come up with something like that on your PA.
I mean, yeah. if you want to pay me, I'll gladly. But...
You'll voice it. You'll voice the PA. The
no, I was just going to be your PA.
Oh, be your PA.
Wow. I'll be your PA with a PA.
Okay, your PA with a PA. So Prince yeah, Albert, which is a Prince penis Albert, piercing, yeah. right, going through
the urethra out the bottom through, side in between yes. the glands.
Thank you. Thank you. Much easier to say than me. The
he's
head.
Very smart. He just
he's very quiet. Loki is very, very smart. So be careful, folks and listeners, because you use a word wrong and he's going to be all over you.
Oh my God. No. This...
He's going to be all over you like a puppy on a bone. Anyway, let's. So then you mentioned other things. You said kenneling.
So
oh, like doggies. I heard a doggie.
Yeah, I heard doggies too.
Yeah.
Yeah, so like kennel sleeping. Okay. So kennel sleeping is one of those things that people like the idea of until they do it one night and they're like, this might not be for me.
I personally love it.
Yeah. Again, I love it too. I have done it. It's absolutely great. When mm-hmm. they close the door and you're just in the kennel and you're by yourself and you just snuggle up and go to sleep. Because mm-hmm. nothing bad can happen to you in that cage. Like, it's like a safe place. I mean, there is sexual sides of everything as Loki is
yes. Gesturing.
Gesturing yes. as he almost falls, which would have been yes. hilarious.
Are you talking about Spider-Manning the puppy? Is that what you're doing?
Now you're talking about whips and like.
I'm not.
Okay. Jeez. All right. So, I'm guessing kenneling, it's clear that you want the right size.
Yes. So the bigger, the better. Uh-huh. So don't get one of those, you know, those little small kennels that you get for like those small lap dogs.
Uh huh. Don't get one of those.
Don't get one of those and try to fit yourself into it. That's not okay. very comfortable. Get like a big dog cage, like an actual uh-huh. dog. Yeah, I don't think small dogs are dogs. I'm sorry, people. I like bigger dogs. Like, give me a Great Dane or, you know, like a big, big dog. Yeah, so like you want to get a cage that you can comfortably fit in, and then put some padding down. I say the perfect thing, like if you can, memory foam, because you can cut that thing to size and put it underneath, mm-hmm. And then put like some blankets and put a couple pillows in there, maybe a stuffy that pup likes. So that they can like cuddle something or, okay. You know, a big bear or something that can go in there with them.
I don't think I would fit in there with him, but I'll try.
I would. yeah, so basically just having, that kennel sizing where you're able to actually like not necessarily sprawl out, but mm-hmm. like be kind of in that comfortable space. But it can also turn very sexual as well. Because kenneling in itself can actually be very hot when, you know, the handler or the alpha puts their dick through the cage and basically requests for the puppy to start licking or put it, you know, in his mouth or put it in his hole or whatever. But there's also a whole side of things of, you know, when someone is in trouble. Okay. So mm-hmm. like something that you can do is tie the puppy in the cage. So like, something that I've seen people do, and I actually really enjoy looking at this because of the amount of like effort and work that it takes, but they'll put in like bars inside the cage okay. for the pup to like be in a specific position.
Okay.
And they can't move because these bars are basically like around his body that are right. holding him in that position. And so he can't literally like move until those bars are pulled away. And then they put like a fuck machine mm-hmm. that's basically like going in and out of them basically while they're in this position or having a milker attached to them or, you know, mm-hmm. whatever. There's so many different possibilities, but let your imagination run wild with this because right. It can and be it- all sorts of things.
Sure. And it's all about, and again, I want to throw this out to all listeners. This is all consensual, not, yes. yeah. this is not non-consensual. This is all consensual activities that are taking place that we're talking about.
Could
this
you imagine,
all with consent.
Could you imagine just the cops call us one time and be like, hey, you know, we got this anonymous tip that you were telling people how to cage people and treat mm-hmm. them like sex objects.
Right. Yeah. No, it's all no, consent. The whole disclaimer, consensual sexual kinks. So
yes.
like, like but Kane's and barely told me I could do it. No, we and did not.
So again, with like the training and everything, like going back to that,
right.
like there's a lot of talking that happens.
Mm-hmm.
beforehand. Like you don't just dive into this immediately. You have to know where the puppy's limits are. And think of it. I always make the references to this because it's probably the easiest that I've come to terms with it or how to figure it out. Mm-hmm. But the Dom basically, or the handler or alpha or whatever you want to call it, basically has cards. Okay. And these cards are like a hand in a poker mm-hmm. set, right?
Okay.
But he has no cards until the dealer, the sub,
right,
hands you the cards.
Okay.
You get to use your judgment as the Dom to go, do I want to use this card right now? Or do I want to use this card right now?
Okay.
If that makes sense. So it's all...
What you're saying essentially is the sub has ultimate control over what happens to him or her.
Yes, correct.
I mean, within reason. So
very much so, yes.
You know, as much as somebody says, well, I'm the Dom, I'm the dominant, really, you are doing to that person what that person wants to have done.
Yes, correct.
Stop it at any time.
Correct. If they say yes. stop, it means stop. Like red yeah. light, stop, done, kaput. Right. There's literally a safe word for a reason.
Right. Yes.
And that's the biggest thing is I think people misunderstand sometimes when they say like, oh, I'm the Dom in the relationship. Sometimes people think, oh, they just, you know, can do whatever they want. And right. it's like, no, that's the pup is really in control. You know, more so than the Dom is in a lot of ways.
Absolutely. And it has to be that way or otherwise it's abuse.
It's just not an appropriate relationship.
No, it's not happening. Yeah. yeah. And quite frankly, there is a lot that can go on with consent. even if consent is, I mean, I had a guy hit me up on Grindr the other day and he's like, I want you to punch me while you fuck me. And I was like, nope.
Definitely not.
I mean,
there are lots of people that are into you know, degradation and like being spat on, yes, degraded,
right.
But again, that takes a lot of,
it's not a first meeting type of a thing.
No,
it's
not by any means. My favorite is when I get those messages, I just go, so if we were just to meet randomly on the street, would you just let me do this? Do you? Because
that might be their kink. Who knows? You know, again,
just a random stranger. I'm just going to punch you and fuck you right there.
Right now. It's like, yeah.
But yeah, so again, it does come with a lot of like actual, you know, you have to have communication involved in everything so that everything is good and mm-hmm. everyone's happy. Yeah. Also, you know, aftercare is also really good too.
Mm-hmm. Of course. Yeah. Aftercare is important for all of that stuff.
Yes.
Yeah. So I'm going to ask Loki a question. He's been, he had to go out for a second, but he's going to come back in and put his headset on and we can talk to him again. He can find it. There he is. All right. He's back. So we were talking about kenneling. For our listeners, Loki had to step out for a minute. He came back in during that whole conversation. But what do you think about kenneling, Loki?
You're muted.
He has to unmute himself first. He's chewing.
Yeah.
He's chewing a bone.
We'll just cut this part out.
We'll cut this part out, yes.
Yeah.
So, Loki, what do you think about kenneling?
You're still muted.
No, he didn't put his microphone down.
Yeah, that's the look. That's the look that I was waiting for.
There we go.
Hi, puppy.
Okay, so... So, Loki, what do you think about kenneling?
I think kenneling is definitely a interesting and kind of more advanced in some way. It's definitely not for everyone. Some people that are claustrophobic and things like that definitely couldn't do it because mm-hmm. of it being a confined space, even though it's usually open because it's usually wire or barred kennels. It still freaks a lot of people out. That being said, you know, some people find it more comforting, kind of like when people go into Headspace to mm-hmm. be more comforted and more comfortable. Kenneling can also be used for that, and it's generally a more positive reaction to it, unless they're claustrophobic, obviously.
Right.
It's usually never used as punishment or anything like that.
I was just going to ask that question, if it's ever used for discipline.
No. In some really offhanded things, it could be, but that's... I don't think anyone uses it. It's usually
a safe place.
Okay. Fair enough.
Even with like the sexual things, it's a very much a safe place for that puppy.
Okay. Fair enough. I get that. Yeah. So let's puppy training. So, or no, let's go with sexual or toy training. So again, Johnny come lately says, I want to be a puppy and I want to be a sexual puppy. So what do they just like get online and say, hi, I want to find somebody to teach me to be a sexual puppy. I mean, what do you...
Bones.
Which I'm sure you probably could do. There's probably a space on Craigslist for that, you know, or
probably, you know. What casual encounters is what they call it now.
Yes.
So again, puppies are inherently going to be very sexual, because you literally have a headspace of wanting only one thing. And with males, we think about our sex, you know, 90% of the time throughout the day, we are thinking about sex. Mm-hmm. Now, I think also women do too, but they have more of a
restraint
from it. But they are horny still. Like they, yes. Like there are female puppies that are probably put me to shame, in that regard. Mm-hmm. And I love them for it because they are so great. But so toys,
right.
So toy training, can be a lot, different things. So like, insertable tails, right. For instance, when a puppy has an insertable tail in, obviously don't pull it. Right. But there are bigger and bigger toys out there, including tails that mm-hmm. are really large knots, mm-hmm. for that puppy to take. And, it just because you're starting out, start with something small, please.
Yes.
Don't try to take a full, you know, Chance XL from Bad Dragon.
Find the biggest size that Oxball makes in their tails.
No.
And
no.
Shove it inside. I promise you it's not going to work because it's literally like a fist and a half.
Yeah, it is literally bigger than my fist.
Okay.
And... again,
I have a friend who would say challenge accepted, but
oh, you know, yes, I have many, many friends that would gladly take that challenge and mm-hmm. would probably succeed. But yes. they did not start
with that
from 0 to 10,000.
Right.
They literally took steps in doing so. They well, gradually sure. went up there. But with training with toys, the communication thing. I want to be able to actually, you know, take a dick without having any issues.
Right.
Well, part of that would be like, okay, well, let's get you some toys then to help you get more comfortable with bigger sizes so mm-hmm. that there wouldn't be an issue with double penetration, for instance. So when there's double penetration with puppies, you know, that bottom that is doing that has probably done a lot of training to get to where that size is, because mm-hmm. again, two dicks at the same time is a lot. It's not just, you know, the no. first right. time ordeal, especially with like me and Loki.
Especially if one of those dicks is Loki's because it's so big, so you know.
Yeah, so like I'm thicker.
You got to pair that up with a tiny dick thing. We get a DP.
Oh, that would be interesting. No, just nope. We're not going to go there.
I have a very good friend that would probably be willing to volunteer for that.
Oh,
mostly just because they like being made fun of.
Oh,
yeah. So we were talking about while you were gone. We were talking about degrading, actually.
Yes.
How that is like some people's very much are into. It, but again, yes. You can't just randomly go up to someone and just start degrading them
because... in the hopes that they'll like you and take you home, right? It's
yeah, like, exactly.
Just like, hey, you look like shit.
Oh, thank you. Take me home with you. It's like, yeah. Come here, slut. Let me fuck you.
Right?
What?
Yeah. It's... Or they turn around and go, okay.
I'd be scared.
Well, yeah, because if they're that eager, it's like, oh, yeah. No.
Yeah.
So start small, get bigger. Obviously, I mean, that makes sense for just about anything in life. I mean,
yes.
You know, it's like,
and it's the same thing. Like, okay, so like Loki, for instance, if he was. I have no idea what's going on in the background, but there's a really weird
like an
noise.
Ice cream truck in the background.
I'm glad someone else can hear it.
Yes.
It puts the lotion on its skin or else it gets the hose again.
Here's another random topic. Have you, mm-hmm. have you seen these Teslas? So, you know, Teslas, right?
Yeah.
Like the cars.
Yeah.
Did you know you can make driving sounds sound like an ice cream truck?
Yes.
That is weird mm-hmm. to me,
mm-hmm.
like on a whole different level. I don't know if
there's a whole bunch of weird things in the Tesla. I mean, that you can have done to it. So it's just, you know,
Yeah. I don't think it's worth that much money, but, you know, that's beside the point.
right.
But yeah, so with toys, you know, for Loki, okay, if he were to top me when I first started, there'd be no way in hell. Right. I could not take him if I did not train myself to be able take him.
Let's reword that. You could physically do it.
Would it cause pain?
It wouldn't be pleasurable at first.
Yeah, exactly. No,
it would not be pleasurable.
And then it can turn you off to that altogether.
Exactly. Correct.
So that's the whole point is you want to start gradually and work your way up towards that. And you'll find out that it's actually really enjoyable. Especially when you get the bigger sizes and start getting into the past the bend, and you start training your body to actually accept that.
Mm-hmm. So note for everyone, he just agreed he is a size queen. No more further proof is needed. Thank you.
Well, okay.
I am a size queen. Okay, so yes, if you have a 10-inch dick, call me up. I'll let you fuck me.
Okay.
You whore.
Well, I don't, but okay.
Oh, then move on.
All right, I'll cancel the trip.
No, no. It's fine. I just won't ever come back.
Okay.
Oh.
Okay, so also something else. Because we're just getting way off topic with this.
That's okay. That's our it's our show. We can do what we want.
Yes. So let's talk about training with commands. Okay.
Okay. Well, before you go on to that, I want to talk about when we talk about toys. We're talking about sexual toys.
Yes.
Not your kid's Barbie doll. Not those not kind of toys.
I mean, anything is a dildo if you were brave enough.
I know, but you know, it's kind of like the guy that stuck his son's 7 little plastic horses up his butt. The doctors describe him as stable.
Diggity.
Why? Why? Because I love making you crack up. That's why. Oh, and I don't care if you're laughing because they're stupid or you're laughing because you think they're funny. But either way, I get the laugh.
It's very stupid. It's very stupid, but it's the stupid funny.
Okay, so going along with commands.
Yeah, so training with commands. This is probably like the main thing that you see at like a public event for handlers and pups. Mm-hmm. And I've seen lots of different types of techniques done. To the training per se, but usually the outcome is when the alpha or dom or whoever basically says a word or makes a sound specifically for that puppy, he knows deep down like, oh, that's for me. That's a cue to go to the alpha or go to the dominant or go to or just sit type of thing or just like stop whatever I'm doing and look. Mm-hmm. And basically a lot of times I've heard it be a different language, like nine or something that's like German or not necessarily nine, but like something that basically is like
no.
Well, I know nine is no. I get that.
So is no and no.
Yes, correct.
Yes. Well, but what we're getting at is it could be a made up word. I mean, it could be anything. It could be Klingon. It could be whatever it is that handler and that pup knows is the word to either stop doing or do something specific. So there's
correct.
It's like a command on a computer.
Correct. Exactly.
Why did this go to Klingon?
Well, he's a Trekkie.
I was just using it as a word. It's like
he loves Star Trek. Like he loves Star Trek, and I'm trying to get into it. I'm still again.
So what you're saying is he's a daddy Trek?
Yes,
daddy Trek.
Trek. Okay. Yes.
Trek.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
So the words, you train them, you know what they are, they know what they are, they stop doing, or they come to you, or they go to someplace else, or whatever that is. And again, it's all about the communication between the pup and the handler, or the alpha.
So. Yes, correct. It's yeah. whoever basically is in charge of that pup, or is taking the handler role for that pup is mm-hmm. who's basically like doing it. Like it's not just something that like someone's going to know and accidentally speak for that pup mm-hmm. to just accidentally like take notice or do something for it. And that's why it's usually like either a made up word or a different language that is usually not spoken in mm-hmm. the area that they live in.
Makes sense. And again, it's all about them talking about it, saying this is what's going to happen and how I'm going to do things along that line. Now, disciplining. That opens up a whole – we could talk for hours about discipline and what discipline is sexually, non-sexually. In yeah. the pup world, where does that fit? How does that – I mean, is so, it kind of like – we're going to do a whole episode about brats later on in the series, but I'm assuming that disciplining comes along with being a brat.
Well, no, not necessarily. Brats are usually a little bit harder to discipline because they kind of want you to discipline them because they're okay. looking for that attention. We'll go into that.
We'll go
a
lot on more. That episode. Right. Yeah.
And again, I really want to record this live, and that's why right. like you coming down here is going to be so great because
yes.
You're going to be in a room with literally two brats. You will see firsthand at kind of what happens. And kind of like you already saw it today, like we were being very bratty to one another. It doesn't mean that we're going to like break up or whatever,
right.
Because of it. It's just a playful type of thing that we do. Mm-hmm. And it's just one of those things that, basically it's not for everyone. Let me tell you, some people, can't stand it. Some people like love it.
And a lot of people don't understand it. I mean, if you're out in public, I mean, not in puppy gear or anything like that, and you were being that way towards each other, people would think you like hated each other.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean,
yeah.
And they don't understand that. So yeah, I have friends like that. We joke around like that all the time, and people look at us like, "What, dude? Why are you guys even close to each other? You sound like you hate each other." But
so. Yeah, so yeah, that's basically what like all of that is, and we'll go further into
right.
that.
Well, right.
But so basically, like disciplining, like for like training and kenneling and all that stuff, it's usually training so that those disciplines can happen. So like chastity is probably one of the better things to talk about with discipline, to give someone like an idea of how to do it. So yes, you're training to get locked up. Mm-hmm. Now a discipline might be, oh, you didn't listen to me and you came when you weren't supposed to.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, now you're going to be locked up for 2 weeks extra. Or mm-hmm. you're going to put in this toy while I watch you being caged mm-hmm. and watch you squirm and want to release, but you can't. Okay, when you tie someone up and they have a cage on, they're literally your plaything at that point. You can yeah. do whatever you want in that regard. So if you want to be a little bit mean, you just tease them with, you know, a magic wand right on the cage, and then you just mm-hmm. let it off. And you just let them get soft again, and then you go right back on it, and you do that for a couple hours, and usually they're much more tame after they get done with it, because they don't want to deal with the constant of getting aroused, not being able to be released, and then having to the sexual frustration kind of mm-hmm. gets to them eventually, and they kind of learn their lesson. But that's again in training and right. in communication. You have to have those in order to do that. You can't just tie someone up and put them in a cage in a cock cage and just tell him, "Oh yeah, I'm going to do this to you. You don't have a choice." Mm-hmm. Like that is not the way that that is literally rape at that point.
Yes. yes. Exactly. Yeah. So, Loki, you haven't really chimed in much tonight. So what's your take on training, disciplining, that kind of stuff? Is it something you enjoy?
Yes and no. All right. It depends on the type of each. I've had my fair share of chastity training, and I've had my fair share of regular discipline training and puppy training. It's some kennel training, not a whole lot, sadly. And then in terms of discipline, there's a fine line between who I'm going to let do that and who I'm not.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause there's, at the moment, no offense, but there is only two people that are currently, I guess, approved in a way of disciplining. Mm-hmm. So,
all right, fair enough. Have either of you been a part of disciplining or breaking in a new puppy?
Yes.
Okay. Canes?
Oh, very much so. Yeah.
Okay. Do you have a success? Or do you have a failure that you might want to, for words of caution? Let's say you're trying to train a puppy and it's like just a total fuck up.
You want to go at the puppy's pace.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't want to necessarily, like, again, as the person that's like breaking in or training the puppy, you don't necessarily want to just like throw him into all the stuff all at once. You want to kind of piece it together as you go. You don't want to go, okay, here's a cage, here's some cuffs, here's, you know, being tied up, here's, you know, a ball gag, here's, you know, mm-hmm. all the first time. Like, don't do that. You want to break individually things. So, like, deprivation, like, mm-hmm. do deprivation by itself. Don't tie them up at the same time as doing deprivation. Mm-hmm. Like, it's all, like, a safety thing. Like, you have to have common sense in some degree. And again, the safe words are very, very important, like communication beforehand. You can't just go to a grinder hookup and just tie them to the bed. It doesn't work great, and both parties will not be like satisfied.
Sure. I mean, yeah, like we said, it's not something you want to do on, there's not a lot of things you want to do on a first meet.
Correct.
You know, it's not like we, you know, like I said earlier, he said, "I want you to fuck me and punch me." And I was like, no, not on a first date. No, not, no.
So
no,
what
no,
you're
no.
saying is the second date then.
The second date, you know, once we get to know each other and there's the consent, that stuff, and, you know, we've had a few drinks, then, you know, but I don't, honestly, I don't think.
We're kidding.
I
don't think. Don't actually do that, please.
No. We're just kidding. I honestly don't think I'm capable of inflicting serious pain on somebody, even in a consensual situation. No, I mean, yeah,
so I'm very similar. So, like,
yeah,
like I've flogged people before.
Me too, and paddled, spanked.
Yeah, so it's definitely like it's fun for them. I right. don't get the actual pleasure of doing it very often.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's definitely one of those things I do for the puppy,
right?
Or the sub that's wanting it, because mm-hmm. not necessarily all puppies just want right, to get flogged.
Yes. Whole other podcast. Whole other podcast. the flogging cast.
The flogging cast. Oh man!
All about flogging.
How many? I don't think we could do that many episodes. Actually, no, well, I said that about this.
Yeah, so.
But maybe we'll get back to that.
Maybe, yeah.
Because it is just a kink cast as well. So, like,
true, yeah.
We can definitely rebrand for season 2 or whatever.
Oh sure, sure. Well, we do say all things kink. So, I mean, we can talk about stuff that's not necessarily endemic to puppy play. But I've found most, I don't want to call them straight kinks, if that's a word, or even a theme, you know, can be is applied in the puppy world.
Yeah, I wouldn't say like straight kinks. I would just say kinks.
Okay.
because straight kinks or gay kinks or like bisexual kinks, like that. It's just all kinks.
Well, I was going to say mainstream kinks, but that didn't sound right. But it's like,
I mean, yeah, you have like the BDSM, like light dungeon play type of thing.
Yeah, but the whipping, again, the flogging, the
yeah.
But so
there's variations to all of that. Mm-hmm. Puppy play is definitely like an entry level to BDSM. Because you have like the because like, again, we'll probably talk more about this in like the next episode. Mm-hmm. But when we talk about like ownership and like stuff like that, like you'll see very, very tight knit like correlations to the BDSM that you see in like vanilla versus like kink, like puppy mm-hmm. atmospheres, because they're very, very similar.
Right.
But basically the vanilla is kind of more so in that regard. In like the actual kink, it's like deeper into the kink. Mm-hmm. Versus like puppy play itself is like the entry level to it.
All right. Fair enough. All right. Well, I think we've taken up enough of our listeners' time this episode. Unless either one of my co-hosts have anything to add.
Just communication is key.
Oh yes.
And also aftercare. Like if you're doing a session, aftercare is very, very important too. Always give the puppy cuddles mm-hmm. afterwards, and lots
silly
of pets.
Putty.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Make them a putty. Make them a puppy putty.
A cuddle puddle.
Yes. A cuddle puddle. Make it a safe environment after the fact. Cause it can be, when you're dealing with kinks, a lot of times it can be very hard on the mind afterwards. Mm-hmm. So if you don't have that aftercare, it is definitely, definitely much needed, after the fact.
It can be detrimental mentally if you don't have that aftercare. Oh, yes. So it's important to do that. And there's also, I mean, let's say there's pre-care as well. You don't jump right in. So you just, it's not something that you're going to do in a half an hour.
No. You're talking like 4 or 5 hours
right.
to do everything.
Like, right. Yeah. It's it does not fall into the category of quickie, not in any way, shape or form. No, it's like
it doesn't.
And ironically, only like the action portion of it's only like 30 minutes, if that.
Right.
Correct. Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
So especially when like Shibari. So Shibari mm-hmm. is one of those things that takes a long time
right.
to set up. Like, and you're talking, you know, maybe an hour to set it all up, and then maybe like 10 to 15 minutes that the person's actually tied up.
Right.
And then they're released. And then you're like cuddling.
right. No,
I've done
Shibari. Yeah, and it's very true. I mean, it takes. It's. I like to say Shibari is like macrame on a person.
yeah, pretty much.
You got all those knots you got to tie and get it in the right spot and all that. And if it's too tight or too loose, you got to go back and start over again. So yeah, it's tough. But keep in mind that it's all in good fun. This is all about consensual sexual kinks, puppy play. You've been listening to Off Leash, a definitely not safe for work podcast about puppy play and all things sexual consensual. I've been Barely Normal.
I've been Canes.
I'm Pachyoki.
And we hope to hear you, or we hope that you hear us again on our next episode when we're going to be talking about being owned. So tune in next time.
Bark.
He's not going to bark.